Let's turn in our Bibles to John chapter 3 and verse 16. John chapter 3 and verse 16. And let's read together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. And let's turn in our Bibles this evening as we open this lesson to Psalm 34, if you would. We shared this scripture on Sunday. We're going to read it again. You can read along if you'd like. Psalm 34, verses 1, 2, and 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And I would just have you look for a moment. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times, not some of the time, all of the time. And his praise shall continually, that means all time, be in my mouth, not in your mind or just in your heart. It needs to be in your mouth. You know, let me ask a question. When your heart gets full of something, you know, it's like you take a glass and you pour water in it and you keep pouring and you keep pouring and you keep pouring and point, or it could be a bottle. And at some point, what happens? It bubbles out. So when you get your heart full of the Word of God, something's going to bubble out and it's going to be praise. And so we need to keep filling our hearts with the Word of God and not the day. What is that? What's that? Soap operas? As the night turns or the stomach turns or something like that. I don't know what it is, but something like that. And I, you know, you may not even be feeding on that, but you could get up in the morning and feed on Christian programming. Does that cause your heart to praise? See, I like to have some music going in the morning, or just be quiet and bless the Lord and praise Him and just commune with Him. And sometimes all that noise is a distraction, and He wants your attention, not the TV. And sometimes I just shut stuff off in the morning and be quiet. Be quiet for 2-3 hours. And not have any noise in the house. Just be quiet and say, thank you, Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost and listen to Him. And sometimes that's a good thing to do. And I understand you may not. I'm single, so I can do that. Those that are married, find time to do that. Find time to be quiet. Turn the noise off. And just pray in the Holy Ghost and begin to praise Him. Keep a song in your heart. Keep praise in your heart and get your heart full of God's Word. And when you do, something will bubble up and out. And my point was, it'll be out of your mouth, not your mind, but something's going to bubble up and out and you're going to praise Him. I kind of laugh, you know, people will say, I'm quiet. Yeah, you're quiet until something excites you and then your mouth is running in praise to something. And it could be whatever it is. You know, you're quiet until your husband or wife says something. And then you're praising or you're complaining, one or the other. But you're not quiet. You're quiet. And that's what I'm saying. We need to bless the Lord and praise Him. Why? Because He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Because if we don't, just like the song we saw tonight, if we don't praise Him, the rocks will cry out. So we need to bless His name and praise Him. Amen. I like the Good News translation. It says, I will always thank the Lord. I will never stop praising Him. I will praise Him for what He has done. May all who are oppressed listen and be glad. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us praise His name together. And the New International says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. You know, I say this, you know, sometimes when I worked on secular jobs, or I guess you would say a worldly job, and of course you know this, folks like to curse and swear. Well, I think you ought to have equal time. They curse and swear. You ought to say, praise God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I mean, if they're going to curse and swear, I think you ought to have equal time. What do you think? I think you should. Somebody do that, you just say, praise God, hallelujah. Because the Bible says that He inhabits the praises of Israel. He inhabits the praises of His people. And so we ought not be intimidated or quiet or just say, you know what, I think I'm going to leave the room. Let me get out of the presence of that person. Oh, no. He inhabits your praises. His presence will come on the scene when you praise Him, and somebody's going to stop. Oh, yeah. Those that curse and swear, they'll fuss or they'll leave the room where you are. But I think we ought to have equal time. What do you think? I think so. Now, I'm not going to go back over those scriptures that I read Sunday. But you can go back and feed on that message because there were some other scriptures that we shared in Romans and Philippians. It said, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Well, as we praise Him, the peace of God, the manifested presence of God will come in. And so that's why it's important to keep a song in our heart, because as we do, as we keep praise in our heart, God's presence, the peace of God, begins to manifest in our hearts, in our presence. And what does it do? It keeps your heart and mind. So as we say, keep a song. And then it says in your heart, in Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God do what? Rule in your heart. So I said Sunday, we can have greater manifestations of the presence of God as we praise Him more. We praise God more, we'll have greater manifestations of His presence. Now, one comment, let me just back up here because I don't want to jump ahead this evening. I mentioned we were sharing. I don't know if I got over into that. You helped me along here. I don't think I did, and I didn't go back and listen to what I taught. But I don't know if I shared. I think I did. When should we praise the Lord? Well, we did, because I said from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, then the Lord's name is to be praised. So when do we praise Him? From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Hallelujah. And I also shared on Sunday that faith, one of the things that I was sharing about faith is that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. And one of the things I was just meditating a little bit about that before coming out this evening, is that when you're convinced, when you're confident and you're in faith, you're going to praise Him. When you are confident that God is going to move in your behalf, what do? You begin to thank Him. You begin to praise Him. Father, I thank You. Thank You for meeting my needs. Thank You for healing my body. Thank You for meeting all of the things that we need. Thank You for my children. Thank You for my husband. Or thank You for my wife. Thank You for them. And I bless You for them. And God, why? Because you're convinced of what it is that's in your heart. And I believe from one of the last lessons that I shared that faith is really a accumulation of things that we've heard. In other words, everything that you have heard in the Word of God up to a point causes our hearts to come to a place of being convinced of God's will. Meaning God takes the Word of God that you've got deposited in your heart and that you're exercising, and He convinces. It's a place of actual conviction. You understand? In other words, you're convinced of that which you've heard. And that takes time. And it's the hearing of God's Word that where through the rhema of God's Word that you become convinced. And that rhema comes sometimes instantly, could be in you in a service, but it could come after hearing God's Word for year and year and year and year and year and year after year, and then God speaks a word to you. And it's really the accumulation of all that you've heard and all that you've meditated on. And so when we get to the place when we get to the place of being convinced of something, what do? We begin to thank Him and praise Him. And so we can begin to praise Him whether we see something or not. Faith always praises God before He acts. Faith always praises before God acts. Don't you? We do. You don't, because if you're waiting, that's not faith. We don't wait to see it before we praise Him. We praise Him before He acts. Why? Because you're convinced. You're confident that He's going to do something. Why? Because you know He's faithful. And so every prayer, every faith prayer ends in praise. Every faith prayer that you make, I'm talking about faith prayer, those things that you're convinced of, ends in praise. Father, I thank You. I got it. Thank You. Got it. Praise God. And you're going to walk as if. And you're praising Him. Because you're convinced. Now, if you're not convinced, that's something else. But when you're convinced and you're feeding upon the Word of God, we praise Him. Amen. Glory to God. Everybody home tonight? Are you out to lunch? You're thinking about what you're doing when you go home. You're there. Get to a little too quiet here. I just want to make sure. let's turn over to Revelation chapter 5. I want to pick up a little bit here. Revelation chapter 5. And starting in verse 9. And I'm going to read through a few verses. It says, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands and thousands. That's a whole lot of folk. Saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." That means "and praise." So he's, why do we praise him? Because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. If for no other reason, he's worthy. What does it say? He redeemed us unto God by his blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. He's worthy to be praised. And every creature, verse 13, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the Amplified of Revelation 5:12 says, saying in a loud voice, "Deserving is the Lamb who was sacrificed to receive all the power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and majesty, glory, splendor, and blessing." You know, let me stop and say this. There's only one who's deserving. We're not deserving, you know. Somebody would say, "You really deserve that." No, I didn't. No, I don't. I didn't deserve anything. It was only because of him that I deserve anything. So he's deserving of all praise and all honor and blessing and glory and power and riches. He's deserving. And it's because of his grace that I've got anything. And I need to keep that in perspective so that when blessings come, I don't say, "Well, I deserve that because I worked hard." You're a fool. Because he can raise up and he can put down. And he can give and take away. And I'm going to make sure that my praise is directed to him. So when it comes, I say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessing. It was unexpected, but I thank you. Thank you." Because the blessings and the favor is because of what? His grace. Hallelujah. And so when his grace is extended to us, one of the scriptures we read in 1 Corinthians 10:30 was that as we increase our praise, as we begin to act in faith, we say, "You know what? I don't know how to do this. I'm not sure how to do this. I don't know how to do this." That's why it always, I don't want to say it's a pet peeve. That's the wrong word to say. But it puzzles me. I'll say it that way. You have the Holy Ghost in you. You've got the greater one that lives in you. He said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nothing is impossible to those who believe." Amen. So don't come to me and say, "I don't know how to do this. I don't know. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this." And I ask, "Well, wait a minute. You got the Holy Ghost? You got God living in you? You've got his word? So that's like a curse word coming out of your mouth. I don't know. I can't." Let me tell you, when I started here in the ministry, I didn't know beans, zero, about sound. Nothing. Pastor Clint walked up to me in 1982. I had been with the ministry no time. I knew the pastors from 1978. But when I was led to come to Peace Hall in 1982, I was there for a year and a half, and I worked as a host. Some of you didn't know that. I worked as a host. I loved it. And still would be there unless the Holy Ghost had something else for me to do. But Pastor Clinton walked up at me and said, "You're going to be over the sound area." And I went, "Okay." And so I began to learn on this little 8-channel mixer. We still have it upstairs. And so after running the sound, I didn't know anything. I'm serious. When I say it, it'd be like you saying, "Okay, I'm going to have you run sound." And you go, "Excuse me? What? I don't know anything. It's a bunch of knobs." That's all it was to me. And my ears were not attuned and perfected. But I began to listen down here. And I asked the Lord, because we were recording services, and I was really unable to control the dynamics of the sound. It would shoot up, and I'd try to catch it. You know what I mean? That's impossible. You try to catch it on the soundboard, right? And I said, there's got to be something that can control the dynamics, you know, that can catch it, because I'm not quick enough. And you don't want to run the sound too low, because now it's too low. So you run it low just in case it goes high. That's silly. So you try to run it high, but then if it goes, somebody shouts, well, you peaked it and you distorted the sound. So I'm listening down here, and I heard down here by a compressor. And I went, "A compressor? What's that?" See, the Holy Ghost. He'll tell you. So sometimes I've walked through not knowing and being led by the Holy Ghost when I didn't know a thing and nobody taught me. So when people say, "I don't know, I can't figure this out," I want to go, "Shut up." I do, and that's flesh. I know that's flesh. But I want to, because I said, "No, wait a minute. You forget who you are? You're a new creature. You got the Holy Ghost living inside of you. There should be nothing impossible to you. Nothing. Zero. He ought to be giving you ideas and concepts on how to do things. And you need to believe for that." You heard me say this. I don't mean to digress here, but when I first started in the ministry, I think I shared this, we were paying 10 cents for these little cassette cases. And I said, "Boy, that's a lot of money. We need to get a better price." So I just said with my mouth, really at that time, infant faith, I said, "We need to get these from a manufacturer." And so I forgot about it, tell you the truth. But my heart was there. And see, here's the thing. When you release words into the realm of the Spirit, those words are out working on your behalf, and you give God license to start putting things into place, and stuff will come and answers will come, and it'll just come. So what happened was, I was on the phone because I was looking for some cassette labels, and I was going through 4 or 5 vendors, because looking for another vendor. And this guy said, "Well, you know, we really can't do what you want to do." And out of the clear blue, he just said to me, you buy cassette cases?" And I'm thinking, "What? You're a label guy. What are you asking me that for?" I'm serious. I was like, "Why is he asking me that?" And I said, "Well, yeah." He said, and he said to me, "You ought to buy them from the manufacturer." I said, "Absolutely." And he said, "Well, here's the name of the manufacturer. All the major record labels buy from them." And I said, "Thank you." And we got them for 5 cents, half the cost. And for years in this ministry, I'm talking 20 years that we had cassettes, I bought those cases from that manufacturing plant right over here in New Jersey. Very close to here. I don't know if they're still in business. I think they were in Rockaway or somewhere in Jersey. Very close. Big, big manufacturing plant, distribution, all the big labels bought from them. And so I bought the minimum you could buy. I mean, record labels would buy a quarter of a million. Well, we didn't need that. I said, what's the minimum? He said, 10,000. I said, good, I'll buy 30. And I'd buy 30,000 cases. And at that time, we were making a lot of cassettes. That would hold us for about 6 months. And so, but the ministry saved and saved and saved and saved and saved year after year because of that. And that's what I'm saying. You got the Holy Ghost. Believe God. Release words. Believe for favor where your vendors are concerned. Don't say, I don't know how to do this. You may not, but don't release those words. Begin to say, Father, I praise you. I thank you. Thank you, Father, that you're showing me how to do this. Faith, prayer, always ends in praise. Faith praises God before he acts. And so you need to begin to praise God and thank him. Father, I thank you how to do this. Thank you that you're bringing the best vendors. Thank you that you're giving us favor. And God's grace begins to expand. What does that mean? His favor towards us begins to expand and begins to increase. What is favor? His anointing, his power, his grace, his ability in your life to do something. So when you say, I can't do this, oh, really? So what you're saying is his grace isn't sufficient. That's what you're doing. You're saying, God, your grace isn't sufficient. So I'm going to come over here in the corner and pout. And I'm just going to grumble because I can't do this. That's what you're doing. But no, let's praise him and thank him and say, Lord, I thank you. In the natural, I don't know how to do this, but I'm thanking you ahead in advance that you're showing me. And I'm going to be the best at this, and I'm going to be an expert at this, and I'm going to know. And you're going to show me. Isn't that what Carver Washington did? And they're still playing with his peanuts today. Because he went in and began to thank God, and he began to unfold the wisdom of heaven into his mind and his heart, and he began to do what? Develop things that this world is still using. Well, let me see. What else can be developed and unfolded into your heart? Your one idea away that could help mankind. One idea. Which means you're one praise away. You're a praise away from God's grace being expanded to you. I'm talking to me too. Not just you, me too. Because I'm like you. We get faced with challenges and we need to praise our way through it. Not try to figure it out. You can't figure it out. And even if you could, it may not be the best way. You go, I got this figured out. I got it. I know. You ever hear that? I know. I know. Yeah, you know. Okay. And God, you know, Brother Hagin used to say this. He said, the more you know, the more you realize how much you didn't know. So when you say, I know, all God has to do is just go, boop, and you go, whoops. Oh, my. Let me crawl in a hole. I didn't know a thing. So why do we praise the Lord? He's worthy to be praised. Let's turn over to Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. It says, and a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Hallelujah. Let's now we're going to go back to the Psalms. Let's go to Psalm 150. You all know this psalm. Psalm 150. And just let's take a moment and look at verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So I'll ask again, why should we praise the Lord? Well, one reason, because He told us to. He told us to praise Him. Amen? That's a good reason. He told us to praise Him. Hallelujah. So we do it, we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, I was thinking, you know, we do things not because we can understand it. I was thinking of this scripture verse. It's in Hebrews 11:3. You don't have to turn there. It says, through faith we understand. So it's going to be through us operating in faith that we're going to come to understand some things, and it's going to be God that unfolds our understanding and reveals. Let's turn to, let's back up to Psalm 18. I'm just highlighting a few. We could go through every one of these in the Psalms. So we're going to highlight just a few. Psalm 18 and verse 1, starting in verse 1. It says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Now, I'm just going to hit one more scripture here. Psalm 107. Let's go there. I'm going to read a few verses here. It says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We're to say so. We're to praise him. Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then what did they do? They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Why? For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. When you're in trouble, who are you crying to? It says, cry unto the Lord. Cry unto the Lord, and he might deliver you. No, it says he will. He delivered them out of their distresses. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And verse 9, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contempted the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He didn't say, you bunch of dirty dogs. He saved them and delivered them. Hallelujah. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break the bands, their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Whenever you find yourself in trouble, lift your voice and praise to God. Hallelujah. I have. Probably not as much as I should have. And we all can say that. We're trying to figure it out. What am I going to do? How am I going to fix this? Forget it. Lift up your voice in praise and cry out to the Lord, and he'll deliver you. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Why? For his goodness. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, I was in a tight spot. You know what I mean by that? No way to fix it. You know, it would be like if somebody gave you a death sentence. That's what I felt like. Somebody had handed me a death sentence. I was in a car accident, and my car lost control, or it lost the brakes, and I hit a car. And so anyways, I got sued. And that suit was over $250,000. It was about $300,000. But when I saw the papers, I went, okay, Houston, we have a problem. We have a big problem. And I had just started the ministry. So I figured, in my mind, that's it. It's over. I did. In my natural thinking, I said, well, I already know what my insurance policy is, and there ain't no way. And since I hit somebody, I'm in trouble. Well, I was sitting in my office, wasn't really thinking about that. I wasn't thinking about that. I was doing my work and I was just quiet. And all of a sudden, this scripture came up out of my spirit. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you can hardly contain. And I said, I know where that is. And I went over there, and it said, and I will rebuke the devourer. And I'm telling you, I started to shout. I said, because now wait a minute, I'm a tither. And because I bring my tithes into the storehouse, and I prove him, he said, see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. He shall not. Well, you still go through a legal process. So I had to give depositions and da 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 da. And because of the amount of money, I didn't know this. I didn't know. It had to go to the Supreme Court. Well, so when I heard that, I went, okay, this is serious. It wasn't funny at the time. Let me tell you, it wasn't funny. And all through this time, every time fear or the thought of it came to my mind, I'll tell you what I did. I praised him. I said, Father, I thank you. I just want to thank you. I said, I bless you because you said in your word to me that if I brought my tithe into the storehouse, you'd open up the windows of heaven and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open them up. And you said to me, you would rebuke the devourer and the fruits of my ground would not be destroyed. And I'll tell you, I walked the whole year or longer going through the process, the legal process. And it got down to the trial. And they said, okay, the trial is next week. It'll be in the Supreme Court of Rockland County. And if you're called, then you'll need to come. But not necessarily. I said, okay, fine, thank you. And when they said that, fear tried to grip my heart. It did, because now you're down to the wire. Now it's like, okay, this is D-Day. You're going to trial. And I'm thinking, Jesus, I hit somebody. That's it. I was in the wrong. And the insurance can't cover it. Fear tried to grip me, leading into that. And I just lifted up my hands. I said, Father, I want to thank you. I'm just going to thank you because that's all I can do. This is outside my control. This is bigger than me. I don't have the money to do this. Didn't have any lawyer, just the insurance company. And I just said, thank you, Father. Thank you. You promised me. Your word says so. And I'm just going to thank you. I did. That's all I did. And I just rested in that. Put my head down. Monday went by. Tuesday went by. Wednesday went by. Thursday went by. And I'm thinking to myself, now that's strange. They told me last week that there was the trial. This week. I didn't get a phone call on Monday. Didn't get a phone call on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But Thursday, I got a letter in the mail. It said, thank you very much for your participation. This case has been settled in court within the insurance policy, which was $50,000. They were looking for over $300,000, and they settled it within the confines of the insurance policy. But God, see, and you need to praise Him and thank Him. I don't care if the doctor says you can't live. Yeah, but my God said to me, He promised me. See, you read Dr. Hilton Sutton. He had fourth stage colon cancer. Had the operation. They did what they needed to do. And he walked through some chemotherapy and whatever he went through. But he's now writing. Now, we knew it beforehand because he kept in touch with the ministry. But he's now writing it in his magazine and letters that he's released, saying the doctor said to him, there is no way, it's impossible for the radiation and chemotherapy that you had to have addressed all of the cancer that was in your stomach. Or your culinary. But God. Amen. And he said in his recent monthly, he said, while he was at home, he immersed himself in the Word of God. And this was the thing that caught my eye. He said, I read it aloud to myself so I could hear it, and faith came. and drove the sickness out of my body. So he read the scriptures aloud and fed on it. Not on the television. He said, this time alone, he said, I fed on the word of God day and night. Like Joshua said, and he was successful. Hallelujah. And we can get the same results, exactly the same results. Hallelujah. And so when we praise him and we give him thanks, he inhabits our praises and we increase his manifested presence in our lives. Hallelujah. I'm going to pick up again on Sunday, but we're just starting these lessons. If anybody has any comments, we've got some other material I want to share on Sunday and next Wednesday on this particular subject. Hallelujah. God is good. He is good.